Welcome back to another episode of Sky-Fi, where we discuss all futuristic literature, shows, you name it. I'm your host, Skylar, and please welcome Miss Emily Yang, author of today's short story, We Are Our Own People.
Thanks for having me.
Let's get straight into it. Tell us a bit about the inspiration behind your story.
Of course. I was inspired by George Orwell's dystopian novel 1984 and Wachowski's postmodern cyberpunk film trilogy The Matrix to write We Are Our Own People, a coming-of-age story about a journalist, Emma, as she navigates the futuristic world of 2378. Through Emma's journey, I wanted to critique the growing effect of technology in stripping individual identity and the submergence of a sense of reality. The story is about a journalist who, initially reflective of embracing a capitalistic and individualistic mentality, realizes the extent at which her society is controlled by technology. The illusion of freedom provokes discussion on perceived truths, where technology has allowed for an invasion of privacy on a larger scale than ever before. Similar to Orwell's 1984, I was inspired by our own social developments in technology, prompting me to write a story warning the extent of its control in stripping passion and creativity.
That's so fascinating. Which key aspects of these texts inspired you the most, and how did you adapt this to your own context?
After hearing about the plot, you might be wondering how I drew my inspiration from texts that had seemingly no correlation. On a surface level, 1984 focuses on human oppression from a totalitarian government, and Matrix discusses the control of human subconsciousness by machines. However, both explore the interconnectedness between the body, brain, and mind, and the ease at which we fall to corruptive control. At the heart of human manipulation, there are a few key factors that allow this to happen: suppression of intelligence, restriction of free thought, and limitation on literature. I recontextualized these key ideas to critique the development of technology in subconsciously dominating these areas of human thought, and the shallowness of our contemporary society in falling prey to this.
Tell me a bit more about your research. How did your understanding of these values and context impact your composition?
Beneath their world-building, both texts come down to the value of individual autonomy, which is shaped by context. Orwell's 1984, published in 1949, was reflective of his own experiences of totalitarianism in the 1930s and 40s through the rise of dictatorships such as Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin. With the emergence of changing political stances, the dystopian genre explores the possibilities and prevalent methods of control, where the population of Oceania is constantly inundated with a barrage of propaganda made up of historical facts and statistics, manufactured to distort the past and thus the truth. There was an added fear that with the new regime, humans will be left in a hypnotic state of cognitive dissonance, in which one is compelled to disregard their own perception in place of the officially dictated version of events, leaving individuals completely dependent on a state's definition of reality itself. Orwell also shows Marxism's prominence through the working class's ignorance, leading to their exploitation by Big Brother. The Matrix series, first released in 1999, had more of an emphasis on a choice between fate and free will. Rather than the pervasive government control present in 1984, which suppresses all aspects of individual freedom, The Matrix evaluates the capitalistic influence on individual choice, reiterating the immorality of humans in choosing artificiality over reality. More specifically, embracing Jean Baudrillard's simulacra and simulation, Baudrillard argues that late 20th century consumer culture has created a world in which simulations have become more real than reality itself, criticizing the consequential inescapability once embracing this. The cinematic form allows for intense depictions of Neo's choices that prompt his metaphorical detachment, including his choice between the red and blue pill, from the societal conditioning to surpass digital constructs and find reality. Through both of these texts, I have decided to appropriate the ideas of collective ignorance in 1984 and capitalistic immorality in The Matrix. I found that despite shifts in context, people are still trapped in their understanding of freedom, having almost no progression in awareness of corrupting powers. Thus, I wanted my audience to reflect on the importance of individual autonomy, whilst simultaneously encouraging them to think critically about their roles in embracing authenticity in a neoliberal society.
It's quite interesting how you drew inspiration from these two texts. Now let's listen to an excerpt from the story.
Having a child is easy. No one has said otherwise. Since the external babies program launched in 2200, over a century ago, fetuses have grown in test tubes monitored by the external babies app until the age of 18, an alternative to the grueling pains of childbirth and childbearing that all mothers opt for, until today. Today, as Emma made her way to Collins Hospital to report on the first childbirth in years, she recalled the documentaries depicting mothers clutching onto their lower back to support another 3 kilos. The montages of sleepless nights and incessant cries made her flinch. Meanwhile, the app, tailored to each child, was set on sleep well by default. As her memory settled, one question plagued her mind. Why would anyone decide to do this?
Talk me through it. What are some key forms and features of your short story?
Of course. We Are Our Own People shows the journey of moral awareness, mainly focalized through the journalist Emma, who realizes the truth behind technology's oppression of human emotion. The very distortion of the act of childbirth, a symbol of human connection, critiques the extent of reliance on technology, emphasizing their control and consequential creation of a world ever so insistent in developing new ways to censor individual autonomy. I affirm this by writing in a robotic voice, which narrates the beginning of the story like an internal monologue. Through a series of truncated sentences, the emotionless oxymoron that opens the story, having a child is easy, encapsulates her minimal interiority and the normality of this in her society. Through this, it provides an insight into her belief in this program, framing her as a microcosm for a society that has become dictated by technology. As a female character, even the notion of childbirth is challenged, becoming more of a burden rather than a miracle of life, seen in her discomfort recalling the montages of sleepless nights and incessant cries. The introduction automatically emphasizes technology's irreversible intrusion in this humanistic process and the ease at which humans have been manipulated. Drawing inspiration from 1984, I set my story in the future to highlight the vulnerability of human thought in a world rapidly changing from technological advancements. Emma's initial loyalty to the program mirrors the attitudes of Oceania's citizens to Big Brother. However, unlike Winston's tragic inability to escape the dominant rule, the visual descriptions of affection, gently placed kisses, thundering heartbeats intertwining into one, contrasts her initial emotionless thought, providing her with a cathartic end to her character arc. She overcomes Baudrillard's concept of simulation, looking at the reality of the world in its entirety. You can say that the main narrative conceit is through journalism, used to record and present genuine human emotions to the world. Inspired from the use of propaganda in 1984 to oppress individual thinking, I provided Emma with her own voice, advocating from a contemporary 21st century lens to showcase her progression and determination to help others embrace change. Playing around with the first-person narration, the shift in narrative style epitomizes her interiority, adding a deeper layer in how words have the power to change, stringing her personal experiences to promote a better awareness to find our own voices.
Thank you so much for sharing your story and thought process.
The pleasure is all mine. Thank you for having me on this show.
And that's a wrap for today's episode of Skyfi. As usual, we'll be back next week to uncover more futuristic literature. Thanks for tuning in!